Yes, indeed. Communities at risk from climate change hazards say a national plan for how to move them out of harm's way is long overdue. The climate change minister says the current ad hoc approach is not sustainable and work is continuing on a national framework for adaptation and managed retreat. Kate Newton reports.
So if you can imagine that the water, see where the trees are bent? That's kind of the height.
Okay.
So just insane. So we have the Mamutu stream which runs...
It's been more than a year since the Auckland anniversary floods, but Lyle Carter still recalls how fast and high the stream running behind his West Auckland house rose. Since then, it's been an often frustrating wait for him and his neighbours to find out if their homes would be included in Auckland Council's buyout process.
Really good people at the recovery office and in council. I think they also were hampered by the process and, in a lot of ways, were building the aeroplane as they fly.
Lyle Carter says the experience highlights the need for a proper national system for helping communities to adapt in the face of climate change. That could include planned relocation or managed retreat, but the decision should be driven by the people who are affected.
People know the neighbourhoods, they know the lay of the land, they know the environment that surrounds them. And I think it needs to be led by the community, but supported by local and central government. That way I think there is ownership of the outcome, but also ownership of the process.
Last year, an expert working group appointed by the previous government published its report outlining how a national system for managed retreat could work. It would start with identifying areas at risk within a region, move on to detailed risk assessments, and then involve affected communities in identifying and choosing solutions for a local adaptation plan. However, the government changed before any legislation could be introduced. Jonathan Boston, a professor of public policy at Victoria University, says the new government needs to establish both legislation and long-term funding for adaptation and retreat as soon as possible.
If governments are unwilling to tax people sufficiently, we won't have the money to invest in preparation, resilience building, adaptation and so forth. And that means the disasters will be even bigger and even more costly. And then we'll get into a potential spiral where we simply won't have the resources to do the upfront investments.
The climate change minister, Simon Watts, says the current model isn't sustainable.
At the moment, we're seeing very ad hoc responses to emergency events. We're seeing ad hoc decisions around house buyouts across the country. And we're seeing variation of significant degrees between council to council and the way in which the Crown interacts with that as well.
He says the work started by the previous government is continuing and he wants it to remain a bipartisan process.
And so we do the heavy lifting this year and then we see where we are at the end of the year in terms of our ability to put that into, whether it's legislation or a national policy statement. We'll make a decision around that at the end of the year, but we want to get this done and dusted.
However, the minister says managed retreat will be the right choice for some communities, but it should be part of a spectrum of adaptation options.
Kate Newton reporting there.